March 28th was supposed to be Patrick Murphy's last day. The member of the Texas 7 prison gang said he was ready to die.
When I went into the death house, I fully was prepared for death. I was mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepared to die.
But when the appointed hour of his execution came and went, and he was still alive and sitting in the death house cell, he figured something was happening.
Well, I knew that we were still waiting on the courts. They won't actually take us into the death chamber until all your legal actions are finished.
For 2 hours, he sat waiting until
the assistant warden walked in, came through the door, and said I had a stay.
The news was delivered in a straightforward, business-like manner.
My first reaction was that I kind of covered my face like with my hands like so, and turned. I said, "Oh, thank you." And I turned, and I did weep a little bit, kind of in shock, because I really wasn't expecting it.
Few were expecting the Supreme Court to hit pause on that execution, and all the more surprising was the reasoning for the stay: religious freedom. Murphy is a Buddhist, and he requested that a Buddhist spiritual advisor accompany him in the death chamber. It's a request that Texas routinely accommodates for Christian and Muslim inmates. Those religious advisors are employees of the prison system. Traditionally, they stand at the foot of the execution gurney. After the prisoner is strapped in, they place a hand on his leg and silently pray as the lethal injection is delivered. Murphy said, as a Buddhist, having a spiritual advisor present at that final moment is critical.
We believe that at the time of death, if we can focus our attention, our meditative focus on the Buddha, it will help us transition to our next life.
The Texas prison system said because Murphy's Buddhist advisor isn't a prison employee, they turned him down. The Supreme Court said that's unconstitutional. But what was unusual about that is a similar case went before the Supreme Court just the month before and with a different outcome. Dominique Ray was asking for a Muslim advisor for his execution in Alabama, where Christian advisors are admitted. The state turned him down and the Supreme Court did not object. Ray was put to death.
I don't think there's any way that you can look at Dominique Ray's case and Patrick Murphy's case, and see one execution go forward and one execution not go forward, and say that there's anything but inconsistent judgments by the court. The issues that were presented in the two cases were legally identical.
Robert Dunham is the director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He says this inconsistency has opened the Supreme Court to harsh criticism about its process in handling death row appeals and the court's overall attitude about the death penalty, including another recent decision that ruled there is no right to a painless execution.
I think what we're seeing is, in particular, hostility to method of execution challenges the death row prisoners are bringing. But that's part of a general hostility to all the litigation that the court is seeing that been asking for stays of execution.
In the Patrick Murphy stay, the Supreme Court said for Texas to comply with the Constitution, it needs to allow all religions or none of them. So the Texas prison system has now banned all religious advisors from the death chamber. Murphy said he found that decision cruel and reactionary, and that Texas is better than that.
Because, you know, Texas more or less prides itself as being part of the Bible Belt and being very, a very religious state.
Murphy's stay hasn't stopped Texas from executing others. Last week, John William King was put to death for his role in the notorious dragging death of James Byrd Jr. According to the Texas prison system, King did not request a religious advisor during his execution, and that was troubling for Father Ronald Fossage, a Catholic priest who has ministered to King's father and over the years has reached out to the convicted killer.
Several times when I visited him, I asked him if he went seek forgiveness and allowed Jesus, you know, Christ to forgive him. He believed in a Norse religion and the warriors were his gods.
Nevertheless, Fossage said it's upsetting that Texas is now banning religion from the death chamber. He says the condemned deserve that last chance to ask for forgiveness, which is something King never did.
Because if he doesn't, the devil wins and not God.
As for Murphy's date with death, he's waiting for a new execution warrant. That could be issued in a matter of months or years. And when it does come, Murphy says he'll be ready to die again. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.